South Australia's COVID restrictions came into effect at 6 o'clock last night, with the Premier Stephen Marshall warning the state is in a race against the highly infectious Delta strain.
If we let this run for too much longer, we could be in an extended lockdown situation in South Australia. And that's something that we have always wanted to avoid. We have to act decisively. We have to act quickly if we're going to stamp this Delta variant out here in South Australia.
And certainly that's the situation Victoria and New South Wales find themselves in. Victoria announced a further week of lockdown yesterday, and New South Wales has brought in a snap 7-day lockdown now across the state's central west region, while Greater Sydney reported another 78 cases. Professor Adrian Esterman is the Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia. Adrian Esterman, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
In your state of South Australia there, the first COVID case was identified around 2 a.m. Monday morning. By lunchtime the next day, the Premier announced a statewide lockdown. There's 5 cases confirmed. Is this the right response? Is this an overreaction? How do you see it?
I think it's absolutely the right response. The sooner you get into lockdown and the harsher you make it, the quicker you get out of it. And we've already seen a major shopping centre called Burnside Village. There's now an exposure site.
Okay, so there's 5 cases at this point. The measures are strict. Schools and childcare closed. Most businesses shut. 2.5 kilometres is the limit you can travel from your home for exercise. Is this a judgment, do you think, on the New South Wales approach, which didn't go into a snap lockdown like this?
Yes, I think absolutely it is. Modelling from Monash shows that the New South Wales outbreak is likely to last at least another 4 or 5 weeks with the current settings they have. Modelling also from Monash shows that the Victorian outbreak is likely to last until the end of August. I'm hoping that with the really harsh and very fast lockdown, we'll get away with a couple of weeks in South Australia.
So you think it'll be longer than 7 days?
Potentially, yes.
The whole point is, what will it take to defeat the Delta strain? This is the issue here. What are we learning? What have we learnt in the last 5 weeks about what it takes?
We've learned that this is very, very transmissible virus, a variant of the virus, much more so than previous variants. You can get it just by walking through a cloud of particles. And just trying to get on top of it using really good contact tracing simply isn't working.
There's been some discontent, I've noted, from the regions in South Australia who think it's unnecessary that the whole state get locked down. There hasn't been a case reported outside of Adelaide, only 5 cases so far in Adelaide. Is it possible to ring-fence the city?
It used to be possible to ring-fence the cities. I mean, Melbourne did it last year. Sydney's got Greater Metro Sydney mainly locked down. But as I said, this particular variant of the virus is so transmissible that it quickly spreads to the regions. And we've already got some cases over in Mildura just across the border from South Australia.
Is that the worry, do you think? Is that why it's gone for this Premier went for a state lockdown?
I think it's just a very sensible thing to do. I know it's terrible for businesses, it's terrible for individuals, especially those with mental health problems. But unless you get on top of it, it's just going to grow exponentially, as we've seen in the Netherlands and are just about to see in the UK.
Yeah. I mean, the source of the outbreak in Adelaide was an elderly man who travelled here from Argentina to be reunited with his family. He did the right thing. He'd had one jab. He spent 2 weeks in hotel quarantine in Sydney, although he spent some of that in hospital because he had a bad fall, and yet he still managed to transmit the virus. I mean, it goes to the strength and the durability of this virus, doesn't it? It's not just about how quickly it spreads, but, you know, this man had been tested and quarantined.
Well, it does go to how nasty this particular variant is. I mean, I'm not sure what vaccines they're using in Argentina. I know in other South American countries they're using Sinovac, and it's not particularly effective. And one dose would hardly do anything against the Delta variant. So, and as you said yourself, he was tested, he came through. And one of the troubles is that people can still be infectious, you know, two to three weeks after they've been infected. So it's just very unlucky. And the other issue is that we know that 10% of people approximately cause 80% of infections. So these are the so-called super spreaders. And he just unfortunately appears to be a super spreader.
Yeah. We know testing is part of, you know, a big part of the way out of this. Vaccination, of course, still to come. But meanwhile, testing. Adelaide's had a pretty good run so far. And now we're seeing, with this lockdown, very long queues for testing in the city. Some people sleeping in their cars, they're waiting so long to be tested, waiting more than 8 hours. Is Adelaide prepared enough? Does it have the capacity, do you think, to cope with this?
It is, but they're going to have to open up most testing centres 24 hours a day, which I'm sure they almost certainly will do. The other thing is that we should be making much more use of these rapid antigen testing. We hardly use it at all now, and it's a perfectly good way to try and see what's happening throughout the population.
We had a report from Norman Swan earlier in the program about rapid antigen testing and their capacity and how they're used. A lot of concern about, or the reluctance around these tests, is their reliability. But is that's improving, isn't it?
Well, it is improving. And the fact of the matter is that for the type of virus we're looking at, where, as I said, you're getting this disparity in that a few people infect a lot of people, it actually works quite well against that sort of situation.
In terms of testing, and we've talked about the length of the testing queues, and Adelaide will need to open more 24-hour clinics, does it have the capacity there in place in the city to do the contact testing and tracing that we know is really, you know, testing some of the larger public health systems in New South Wales and Victoria?
Well, Adelaide's got a much smaller population, which helps. Our public health system in Adelaide is extremely good. And at the moment, in terms of the sheer number of cases, it's so small that at the moment that our contact tracers can manage. What we don't want is a situation we're seeing in New South Wales where it's impossible for contact tracers to keep up.
Adrian, we've got nearly 14 million Australians in lockdown across three states. We've only got something like 14% of the population fully vaccinated. Do you think lockdowns are our new reality to try and contain the Delta strain until more of us are vaccinated? Will we be seeing more in and out of lockdown? Is there any other way?
Not that I can see. So I do expect lockdowns to be with us probably until the end of the year. Hopefully, as more and more people get vaccinated, we can make them shorter and shorter and less restrictive. But it is the only way we found at the moment to try and crush the Delta variant.
All right, Adrian Esterman, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Fran.
Professor Adrian Esterman, Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia. And some epidemiologists are crunching the numbers and suggesting that very small increases in vaccination rates can make quite a big increase in terms of how long lockdowns go, how effective they are. So I think it's just a reminder for all of us to get vaccinated as quickly as we can. As quickly as the vaccine is there and available, go and sign up.